The Hidden Treasure. There are 613 mitzvos, commandments, in the Holy Torah. Of all of these mitzvos, we find one mitzvah in particular that is truly outstanding. That is the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity. The mitzvah of tzedakah is so greatly treasured in the eyes of Hashem that in the merit of giving tzedakah, our righteous Redeemer, Mashiach Tzidkenu, will come and free us all from golos, exile. As our Chachamim say, Ein Yisrael Nigolin, Ela B'Tzedakah. The redemption of Yisrael will come only through the merit of Tzedakah. Yes, dear children, we must realize that each time we give tzedakah, we place a coin into the tzedakah box, or give tzedakah to a poor person, we cause Moshiach to come that much sooner. Here is a lovely story about a young girl who loved to give tzedakah. Her name was Sarah. Sarah was a fine Jewish girl. Everyone admired her for her unusual kindness and good heart. She truly loved the mitzvah of tzedakah with all her heart. She was so glad to share her own belongings with all who were in need. Though Sarah's parents weren't rich at all, in fact, her father worked so very hard and barely managed to support his family, yet he never failed to spare a few pennies to give to Sarah as a daily treat. Now, rarely would Sarah use these pennies for herself. Instead, she would place some of the coins into her own tzedakah box, and the rest she would give to the poor beggars she would find in the street. Sarah would always bless the beggars with good fortune each time she gave them some tzedakah. Yes, dear children, Sarah truly enjoyed giving tzedakah. She knew that all of Hashem's heavenly blessings will reach her in full measure through the great mitzvah of tzedakah. Even when times became very difficult, yet Sarah would seek ways in practicing the mitzvah of tzedakah in any manner possible. Her father would so often comfort her by saying, Salomon, was der Eberste tut, is good. Sarah, whatever Hashem does, is good. Now, right in the back of Sarah's house, there stood a tall apple tree. And this was no ordinary tree at all, for the apples of this tree were the most juicy and delicious apples in town. And as soon as the apples were ripe and ready, little Sarah would pick them off the tree and place them into a yellow basket. Then she would visit the poor families who lived nearby and offer them the delicious apples. And in appreciation for this kind deed, the poor people would bless her and thank her. But in return, Sarah would say, Oh, please, don't thank me. Thank Hashem, for Hashem created the trees and the delicious apples. In fact, she used to help them recite the bracha, the blessing over the apple, till they knew how to say the bracha all by themselves. One night, there was a fierce storm. It began to rain very heavily, and the winds kept on blowing stronger and stronger. The loud roars of the thundering and the bright flashes of the lightning continued endlessly throughout the night. early the next morning. Sarah looked out of the window. She cried.
Oh, Tati, please come here quickly. Look what happened.
Her father rushed over to the window to see what had happened. And alas, there he stood motionless.
Oh, my, he called out. The apple tree. The apple tree.
Yes, dear children. The tall apple tree had been blown down to the ground by the stormy winds. Little Sarah looked up to her father and cried.
What am I going to tell these poor, hungry children? Now I will have no more apples to give them.
Upon hearing this, Father took out his handkerchief and gently wiped the tears from Sarah's face. He said to her, Sarala, don't you remember? Was der Eberster tut is good. Whatever Hashem does is good. There surely must be a good reason why Hashem did this.
Where are you going, Sarah? Asked Father, as he noticed her take her yellow basket and head for the door.
Sarala looked up and answered,
I would just love to have one more chance to help those poor children. Surely there must be some good apples left on the ground for me to pick up. I hope there will be enough to fill up my yellow basket so that I can do the mitzvah of tzedakah for one more time.
Saying this, Sarala left the room and headed for the fallen apple tree. But as soon as Sarah came close to the tree, she called out,
Oh, Tati, please, come quickly.
Father came running out and said, What now, dear Sarala?
Oh, look here, Tati, right in that big hole.
Father took one look and called out,
Oh, my, Baruch Hashem, it looks like a hidden treasure.
Yes, dear children. As the tree fell down, its roots tore a big hole in the ground. And right there before their eyes was a hidden treasure. You can imagine how surprised they were when they opened it up and found it to be filled to the top with diamonds, gems, jewels, gold and silver. A fortune of wealth indeed.
Sarah called out, Thank you, Hashem. Now we can give more tzedakah than ever before.
Sarala looked up to her father and said, Yes, Tati, it's so true. Was der Eberster tut is good. Whatever Hashem does is good. Yes. Remember, dear children, how important the mitzvah of tzedakah is. For each time you place tzedakah into the tzedakah box, remember, Hashem is there, watching you, and in return for your kindness, blesses you with great reward, both on this world and in the world to come.